Imagine a woman professing love while unconsciously shaking her head no, or a family unconsciously mirroring their matriarch's crossed legs, revealing true power dynamics without a word being spoken. Body language, this silent form of communication, reveals truths we often try to hide. Up to 93% of our communication happens non-verbally, through facial expressions, gestures, and posture that frequently contradict our carefully chosen words. This disconnect between verbal and non-verbal communication explains countless misunderstandings in our daily lives. When a businessman casually draped his arm around a potential client's shoulder, he unknowingly violated personal boundaries and lost the deal. Meanwhile, Aunt Grace's constant touching of her necklace, paperweight, and velvet couch screamed, "I am lonely," while her words said nothing at all. Our bodies speak with remarkable honesty because they tap into primitive brain responses we cannot fully control. When Dr. Edward Hess discovered that our pupils dilate when viewing something pleasant, he revealed a physiological response beyond conscious control, a finding that revolutionized both poker strategy, hence the dark glasses, and advertising research. Similarly, micro-expressions flash across our faces in milliseconds, revealing true emotions before we can mask them, while our feet subtly shift toward exits when we're uncomfortable in situations we verbally claim to enjoy. Body language encompasses movements that communicate emotion, from subtle eye shifts to dramatic gestures, but cultural differences often cause misinterpretations. A small-town American once mistook a Spanish-speaking woman's cultural walking style as sexual invitation. In Latin cultures, where young women are strictly chaperoned, they can express sexuality without inviting advances, while in less chaperoned environments, women develop defensive postures to establish boundaries. These cultural differences affect business interactions, too. Japanese business people may smile during difficult negotiations to mask discomfort, while Americans might misinterpret this as agreement. Such misunderstandings are common in our global world. Even within a single culture, context is crucial. Crossed arms with a frown suggest defensiveness, but with relaxed posture may simply indicate comfort. This complexity requires us to interpret clusters of signals rather than isolated gestures to understand what's truly being communicated. The inheritance versus learning debate regarding nonverbal communication remains unresolved. Research by Ekman, Friesen, and Sorensen across 5 diverse cultures suggests certain emotional expressions are universally recognized. Their studies in isolated regions indicate our brains may be innately programmed to display specific facial expressions for primary emotions like joy, fear, and anger. When 2 male dogs meet, they engage in what appears to be fighting but is actually a symbolic dominance ritual. When one submits by exposing his throat, the victor briefly displays dominance before both move on. This exchange shows how higher animals rarely kill their own kind, instead using ritual displays to establish hierarchy. Our territorial instinct appears genetically inherited. We claim favorite spots in trains, parks, and conference rooms, reflecting our need for personal space. Office comfort depends not just on size, but on furniture placement relative to walls. Notice your discomfort when someone sits in your usual spot at a meeting or restaurant, even with many other seats available. Dr. Edward T. Hall categorizes human spatial zones into 4 territories: intimate distance, up to 18 inches, personal distance, 18 inches to 4 feet, social distance, 4 to 12 feet, and public distance, 12 feet and beyond. Each zone has specific rules, and violations cause predictable discomfort. In crowded spaces like elevators, Americans follow unspoken protocols, maintaining stiff postures, avoiding eye contact, and tensing when contact occurs, all signaling respect for others' privacy. Breaking these norms provokes negative reactions. Notice how everyone suddenly finds elevator buttons fascinating? Spatial norms vary across cultures. Japanese people tolerate crowding while maintaining formality, touching yet preserving boundaries. Arabs stay close in public but prefer spacious homes where they still gather in small areas, desiring physical contact. Germans require maximum privacy, partitioning spaces, keeping doors closed, and maintaining rigid posture to avoid revealing too much of themselves. Status dynamics manifest through body language in business settings. Research shows visitors gain status by approaching executives' desks directly, while executives assert dominance through delayed responses. Office territory becomes a performance stage. Bosses enter subordinate spaces unannounced, while subordinates wait for permission. Leadership often involves spatial dominance, particularly through height. Charlie Chaplin satirized this in The Great Dictator, where Hitler and Mussolini characters compete by elevating their barber chairs, mirroring how Wolfpack leaders physically position themselves above subordinates. Police interrogators deliberately invade suspects' personal space to create vulnerability. Interrogation manuals instruct officers to sit close to suspects without barriers, gradually moving closer until one of the subject's knees is just about in between the interrogator's two knees. When your personal space is invaded, you typically respond with escalating signals: tension through rocking or leg swinging, rejection through closed eyes and hunched shoulders, and finally, physically relocating if these signals are ignored. Body language is fundamental to romantic attraction. Some people naturally excel at nonverbal communication in social settings. Mike, a typical ladies' man, succeeds by unconsciously signaling availability and masculinity. He reads women's body language for interest, maintains eye contact slightly longer than normal, and strategically counters defensive postures with opposite signals, meeting crossed arms with open posture, tension with relaxation. Dr. Albert Shefflin's research shows human courtship follows systematic patterns with specific body language signals. When preparing for potential sexual encounters, people unconsciously make physical adjustments. Muscles tense, posture improves, stomachs tighten, and eyes brighten. Preening behaviors follow. Women stroke hair or adjust clothes, while men straighten ties or fix clothing. Couples then position themselves facing each other, leaning inward to create closed circles that exclude others. Touch is a powerful communication form that bypasses psychological defenses. Hospital studies show patients receiving appropriate touch recover faster and need less pain medication. Even in professional contexts, well-timed physical contact like handshakes or shoulder pats can build trust more effectively than words alone. Our eyes, though physiologically incapable of expressing emotion, are powerful tools for transmitting subtle social messages. With strangers, we practice deliberate and polite inattention, acknowledging presence without intruding on privacy. Family seating arrangements reveal insights about dynamics and power. Couples sitting at opposite table ends are typically in unconscious dominance conflicts, while those sitting diagonally have resolved power struggles. Family imitation patterns expose hierarchy. The person whose movements others copy is usually dominant. As body language evolves from curiosity to science, it offers rich insights into human behavior. Dr. Fritz Perls, Gestalt Therapy founder, focuses on body language rather than verbal content, believing it less vulnerable to self-deception. By highlighting contradictory body signals, therapists help patients achieve deeper self-understanding. Next time you're in conversation, notice nonverbal communication, shifts in posture, foot direction, and arm positions. Experiment with your own body language by holding glances longer or changing positioning habits. You'll discover a complex language we've been speaking unconsciously, one that, once understood, can transform interactions into deeper, more authentic connections.